Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm joined by Frankfurt head coach Nick Anderson. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing well.
Good to hear it. And coming off a pretty solid season last year, 7-2 in the regular season, and coming back this year, trying to get back to having a very solid season. So, Coach, first of all, what are some takeaways from that 2021 season?
You know, we were a very veteran group, and, you know, we were lucky enough to have six seniors that had played a lot of football over their career, and, you know, so they were kind of the backbone of our team, and so replacing them this year is going to be definitely a challenge. So we've got a lot of young guys that don't have much experience that are going to have to grow up rather quickly.
Absolutely. Talking about your quarterback position, it's going to be pretty young, but I'm sure that they're up for the challenge. Who do you got at quarterback?
Yeah, you know, we're going to throw we're definitely going to throw an underclassman out there at the quarterback position. And, you know, either guy we choose to go with, you know, I feel gives us a good opportunity to win. They're, you know, smart guys that can do some good things for us. And we've got to understand that, you know, we got to help them. You know, the guys around them have got to, you know, play pretty well to kind of ease that transition into that tough position.
And, of course, one thing that makes a quarterback's job easier is having good running backs. And tell us about some of your running backs that could possibly be a committee or be somebody that's getting a lot of work.
You know, guys like Lane Loizzo and Brock Armstrong got some carries for us last year and have a little bit of experience there. So, yeah, we're going to definitely rely on those guys to get us some tough yards. You know, they're both pretty good athletes with pretty good speed. So, and then you can also throw in guys on the perimeter like Carter Olsen and Trent Harden, who also are pretty athletic. So we got some skill guys, just whether or not we get the ball to them.
And, of course, a good running back won't be good without a good offensive line. And some guys that are older and have more experience there.
Yeah, you know, Xander Hull is a senior, and he's been in our program, obviously, for a while. And, you know, we're really looking to bank on him to be solid for us up front. And then a couple juniors and Jake Steffes and Wyatt Keller and potentially Conway Shell that can work in there as well. So, I got decent size up there, and we still got a lot to learn, and they're getting better every day. But as that group grows, so will our team.
Great. We'll go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll come back, talk about the defense and the upcoming matchup against Chase County after this. Back with Frankfurt head football coach Nick Anderson. And Coach, talking about your guys' defense, that defensive line, of course, you have Xander Hull, who is on the offensive line. He'll be on the defensive line as well. Tell us what you like about his assets.
He's a big kid, you know, goes about 6'2", 270. So, you know, we're hoping he can anchor the middle for us and, you know, be a nice run stopper there.
And the secondary, you got some guys, of course, with that are kind of playing both positions that are younger but have some athleticism there.
Yeah, you know, Ty Smith and Lane Weisel both got some action at corner here and there last year. They got a little speed to them, and they're just going to, like I said, like basically everywhere, they're going to have to learn on the fly. You know, mistakes going to be made. But I like our overall team speed defensively. It might be as good as we've had. So if we can get our kids to be aggressive and fly to the football, I think we'll be able to do some good things.
Absolutely. And after that really solid season in 2021, including an overtime win in week three, tell us about some of those games that we didn't have a whole lot of games that came down to the wire, but when you were able to have one, able to win it out.
You know, it goes back to being an older team last year. Those close, you know, hard-fought games are a lot easier to handle when you have a veteran squad like we had a year ago. So it'll be interesting to see this year if we find ourselves in the same situation, how our young kids and inexperienced kids react.
And you guys have Chase County this weekend. And what are some things that you know about this team?
You know, they're kind of the opposite of we are. They got nine seniors and a bunch of, I think every one of their starters is returning from a great season a year ago. So they're ranked in every publication you can find. So we definitely got our hands full, but we're excited for the opportunity.
Hey, you mentioned you guys are kind of a younger team. What are some expectations you guys are setting in practice to have success in 2022?
You know, this team has just got to learn to be more consistent. So, you know, day in and day out doing the right things and going through the process. and understand how we're ultimately going to become better. And once we get that figured out, I think this team has a high ceiling.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
That was Nick Anderson, the head football coach for Frankfurt here on Locker Room Chat. This week's Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfurt.